Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Then I look
at you and the world's all right. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, offering incredible deals throughout the entire month of August during their end of the season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August, receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the end of the summer season with incredible savings on a new McBride home fit for every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. McBride has over 40 communities in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Visit McBrideHomes.com for the details. And it's the summer of golf with Michelob Ultra. It's a light beer that doesn't weigh you down while you're golfing. Michelob Ultra, thanks to Walters Golf Management. Michelob Ultra will be giving you a chance to get out on some of the nicest courses in town, like Innsbruck, Gateway National, Far Oaks, many others, all courtesy of Walters Golf Management. Stay tuned to 590 The Fan for your chance to win. And remember, when you're out on the course, make sure Ultra is your beer of choice.
We've got J.C. Corcoran in studio. Final minutes here. If you want to text in, it's the Triad Bank text line, 855-282-8555. It's actually spelled out Cub Talk.
8282.
Honor of JC.
855 Cub Talk is what it spells out. Triad Bank brings you Take It to the Bank. You can find out more about them at triadbanking.com in Frontenac, one block west of Lindbergh on Clayton Road, for all your banking needs. Started in St. Louis in 2005. Five star rated bank. Stop by for all your banking needs, especially business owners looking to expand.
When are we going to get a star for Dan Kelly, the St. Louis Walk of Fame?
When I mention
this to people, even educated sports icons like you two guys, I'll throw you in here too, Plowboy. But anyhow, no star for Dan Kelly in the St. Louis Walk of Fame. I had a long conversation with Joe Edwards about a month ago, and I was very cordial, by the way. He's a great guy. And I was startled by how uncomplicated the process is. He only gets one vote. He gives himself one vote. And they had a board of directors and everything like that. But this is like one of these egregious.
Is Jack Buck on there?
Jack Buck is
and,
on there.
Bob Costas. Joe Buck?
Joe Buck, I don't believe, is there. But for Dan Kelly.
Yeah, you're right.
Who not only fits every qualification,
Is there a reason why, other than oversight? Like, it just,
it's oversight.
It's just kind of nobody noticed after all these years?
And now there's no real process for him to get in unless something really bizarre happens.
How about somebody like Dick Ford?
Or
Karen Foss or Mike
Bush? Are there any news people that have been around for a long time?
I hope
time?
Karen Foss gets a star so I can urinate on it someday. That's all another story.
Frank's good friend, Karen Foss. Who else would have been legendary?
Well, Max Roby from Channel 4.
Max Roby. Now, see, you're dating yourself now.
A little before JC's time.
You're dating yourself now. But what's interesting about that, you introduced me, JC Corcoran. Do you know how many people out there have no idea who I am? And I bring that up because do you realize that on any given night, Frank and Martin, probably 60% of the people who are in the crowd at Busch Stadium never saw Ozzie Smith play baseball.
Wow.
This is what's going on. If you really start looking at the numbers, you know, if you're under the age of 30, you don't know anything about the Jack Clark home run at Chavez Ravine. You don't know there's this phrase, go crazy, folks, go crazy, but it's just something that your dad and your mom say or something, you know. It's your mother's safe word. But
all right, how about this? Here's a good question. What about when JC had the information that La Russa was retiring mid-season and instead they won the World Series? Did you have that in the middle of the season?
Yeah, I actually broke. Well, it wasn't in the middle of the season. Here's what happened. And this goes back to the whole reason that I think that some people don't like me at this radio station, by the way.
Well, let me ask this. But there are people who don't like you, period. And I was going to ask you that.
I
wanted to be serious about it because you and I have always got along well.
Yeah.
But there are people, if I say your name, they're like, I hate that guy. And like, is there any part of it that you, and I'm not trying to be Oprah or Dr. Phil, that you have to own a little bit, like, could have been nicer to some folks? Why is it? Because you can be a lightning rod.
I'm nice to everybody. You know, here's the thing, Martin. When Vincent Price, who does have a star in the St. Louis Walk of Fame, when they would rap and say, all right, that's it. We're shooting this horror movie in 1958, and everybody head home. We'll see everybody first call tomorrow at 6 a.m. When Vincent Price went home, he didn't have bats flying around his house. You know, Dan Dierdorf, for 4 or 5 hours every Sunday afternoon in the fall, you did not want to be in his path on a Sunday afternoon because he would rip your ears off your head, okay? But when he showered and shaved and put a suit on and walked out of the building, he went back to being a normal person. This is what people do not understand. There's a reason they call it show business. Okay, radio might be at the very bottom rung of show business, okay? But it's still show business. And Plowboy over there? I thought I was a big star here. But the point being is I'm nice to everybody, and I can only point to the fact that many of my ex-bosses, many of my ex-program directors, every single one of my ex-producers, and so many of the people that I've worked with at radios and television stations over the years, I'm still on great terms with. And this is what people don't understand. It's a show. It's not real. I'm not let my alter ego takes over on a baseball field and in a radio studio. When I'm in a competitive situation, my alter ego takes over. And when the game is over or when the show is over, I'm actually a pretty calm guy. It disappoints the hell out of a lot of people, but it's the truth.
So married with a young daughter.
He'll be having lunch with Karen Foss later today.
I got a 9-year-old daughter. Well, you know, I mean, sometime you want to bring me back, I'll tell you the whole story right. About why I say what I say about her. And you know what? At the end of the conversation, you'll end up agreeing with me when you know how I'm not going to start. Not going to start.
All right.
But we got to get Dan Kelly, a star of the St. Louis Walk of Fame.
Is somebody like Jay Randolph? Like anybody? Like, is Jay in there?
Jay sent me to one of the best restaurants ever. I told him, this was back when I was working at Channel 5 in the mid-80s, and I was going to Toronto. And I used to go to Toronto a lot because I lived in Buffalo. We'd go over there to see the concerts. But now it was different. Now I had money and stuff like that. You know, I didn't have any money back in those days. And I said, I'm going there. What's a really good restaurant? He goes, Lee Chi Gardens. And it was a Chinese restaurant. They brought out the food in these giant tureens. Unbelievable. In a Chinese restaurant, they got a guy singing Frank Sinatra songs. So the whole thing was sort of disjunct. Nothing, you know, all this random stuff put together. One of the best restaurants I've ever been to in my life.
Did you wear Sansibel? Because I think Jay requires.
In honor of Jay. All right. JC, we appreciate you coming by. Thank you so much for your time, young man.
Invite me again sometime. I'll come back. In the words
he
of
might come back even if he's not invited.
Right. In the words of Richard Gere and an officer and gentleman, I got no place else to go.
To Lou Gossett. Yes. All right, before we get out of here, quick word about Bomarito. Looking for a car? Look no further than the Bomarito Automotive Family. Go to Bomarito.com for more information. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. Nobody sells a car like John Bomarito. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations, and we'll be at the Bomarito Open at Whitmore Country Club next Monday, I believe. We'll take a break. Coming up next, the Cam Jansen Extravaganza. We'll be back in 22 hours.